From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Turkeys and rabbits are new additions to the Timmins Fall Fair Grower Program. Education Coordinator Aaron Rathbone says the idea is to raise them during the summer, then bringing them to the Fall Fair in September. The turkeys and rabbits join pigs, lambs, and chickens. Whatever species you choose will be supplied. The committee will check in during the summer, and then you get to keep the animals. Rathbone says the time to get involved is now.
The spots are limited, but we still have availability for all of the animals.
You can register via the Fall Fair Facebook page. Canada is imposing more sanctions against close associates of Russia and Belarus. They haven't been named, but Ottawa says the sanctions against the 18 people are for enabling and facilitating violations against Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. This is the latest in a long list of Canada's sanctions against Russia and its supporters during the over month-long invasion of Ukraine. Stopping short of calling what Russian troops have done in Ukraine genocide, U.S. President Joe Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin should be tried for war crimes. Biden says after the discovery of more than 400 bodies in Bucha, he would seek further sanctions against Russia. He calls Putin a war criminal. The bodies of civilians have been discovered in cities surrounding Ukraine's capital, many with their arms bound behind their backs. The towns have been recently retaken from Russian control by Ukraine's military. Despite his criticism of Twitter, Elon Musk has become the biggest shareholder in the company. The Tesla boss now owns over a 9% stake in the social media company. In recent weeks, Musk has accused Twitter of undermining democracy by failing to uphold and encourage free speech. Well, earlier we discussed how the Chamber of Commerce building in Schumacher was not originally the McIntyre Mine manager's house. It was actually a doctor's office for mine employees. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says other mines had similar facilities. As Hollinger was building its town site, it put up a hospital, which eventually became St. Mary's.
And then the early points of that, the employees of the mine could use that hospital, but it was only for the employees, so the employees' families were not included.
In the next couple of weeks, we'll look at other hospitals that sprang up around the Porcupine Mining Camp in the days before universal health care. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.